Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Karabat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here with me today. Today we will be speaking about this might be the reason why you're not losing weight. And this is a lot more common than most people think. Well, what could it be? You're on a diet, you're doing everything according to plan, you're eating quote unquote clean. I don't like that word, but let's say you're eating clean, you're eating balanced, you're following through, you're doing all of the things, you're moving your body and your weight is not changing. Now, this is more common than most people think, and the reason why this might be happening is the extra snacking that is happening. What does that mean? I actually have a client, we were just talking about this together with my assistant coach, and she has been doing everything on plan. She's saying to us, Jess, you know, I'm doing everything that I'm meant to do, following the meal plan, all of the great stuff. And then my assistant coach asked her, well, do you have extra snacks in a day? And she's like, yeah, sometimes I just feel like I want to have something sweet. So I have, you know, a couple of something here and a couple of something there. And then when my kids have leftovers, I eat those too, and I'm licking the peanut butter spoon, and while I'm cooking, I'm snacking on a couple of things that I'm cooking. And so this might not sound like a lot if you feel like, oh, I'm just having an extra spoon of this or extra snack here, or I'm eating the leftovers of my kids, but those extra small things in a day can accumulate and they can actually put you out of a deficit. In order for you to lose weight, you gotta be in a caloric deficit, which means you need to consume less calories than you're burning in order for you to lose weight. Okay, this is the majority of the cases. This is the truth for most people. I'm not in, you know, talking about hormonal imbalances or things like that. It could be another reason as to why you're not losing weight. I'm talking about simple science, calories in, calories out, and you're not losing weight. And so it's very important to pay attention to that, because even if it's just 100, 200, 300 calories more, that might put you out of a deficit, which will not make you gain weight, but also not make you lose any weight because you're snacking here and there. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm a snacker. I love to have my sweet treats here and there, and there's nothing wrong with wanting that. But the problem is more so when you do it unconsciously, when it's become such a habit that you're doing it and you're not even realizing it. I remember once I spoke to my mom, and we have this person in our family, and she's been on a weight loss journey since I can remember. Seriously, since I can remember, and I remember sitting with my mom and her at a table, and she was constantly getting up, taking like a small like chocolate piece and putting it into her mouth while talking to us. And then she started cooking and she was constantly munching on something. And this was happening at such a subconscious level, because when we confronted her, she's like, I don't eat a lot. I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. I don't eat a lot. But she didn't even know she was doing it, which was really crazy to me, because I'm like, you're constantly munching on something. You're constantly eating and you're wondering why you're gaining weight. In her instance, it was she kept gaining more and more weight, but she wasn't realizing she was doing it. And so again, there's nothing wrong with wanting a snack. The problem also becomes when it's done unconsciously. So my suggestion for you is, if you do want to include your favorite foods, this is some of the things that I always teach my clients. It's not about just eating clean and healthy all day, but it's also about allowing yourself to eat your favorite foods and include them in your day. But the other thing as well is sitting down and eating it, sitting down and being mindful about the snack that you're eating, and not doing it on the go, not doing it while you're cooking, but really sitting consciously at the table, having the snack in front of you and truly tasting it, truly experiencing that snack that you're having, rather than, again, doing it on the go, because a lot of times your conscious mind is not even realizing that you're eating a snack and you have probably eaten one and your mind is still like, I want another one, because you're not conscious about the snack that you're having. Mindful eating is very, very important, as well as being honest with yourself, right? Just like with the person in my family, she wasn't honest with herself. She was telling us the story that she's not eating enough and a lot, and she doesn't understand why she's gaining weight and why she's not losing weight, but she wasn't honest with herself. She wasn't being honest with the fact that she is actually overeating and she's eating a lot more than she should be if she wanted to lose weight. The other thing that can happen a lot of times is, especially, you know, if you feel like you're doing well during the week and then on the weekend you're like, and now I want to eat it all. I've done a great job Monday through Friday. It should be fine. And then on the weekend you just go all in. Now that can also put you out of a calorie deficit, because if you look at the whole week, and to simplify it, let's say you're eating 500 calories every day, Monday through Friday, which you should please never do because that's way too low of a calories. But let's say you are doing it. And then on the weekend, you're eating 3,000, 4,000 calories each day. Obviously, it's going to put you in a calorie surplus. It's not going to put you in a calorie deficit. So the important thing here is that you allow yourself to have the food that you enjoy and create a sense of balance. So one thing that I teach my clients is the 80-20 rule, 80% nutritious food, 20% happiness food. So what that means is 80% of the time you eat balanced foods, you eat nutritious food, you eat food that you know is good for you. And the other 20% of the time, you allow yourself to have the food that might be the snack, that might be the extra indulgent, that might be the pizza or the burger or the popcorn in the evening. But when you do that, you can also track your nutrition a little bit and get an idea of it, because that's another recommendation that I would have for you, is to track your food and to actually understand how much am I really eating. And if you don't like calorie tracking, that is fine. But even just having a diary of listing down the things that you're eating every day and just really looking at them. Or another thing that I do with my clients is for them to take photos of their meals. And then at the end of the day, look at them and be like, oh, wow, this is all of the stuff that I ate. And now it makes sense why I'm in a calorie surplus rather than a calorie deficit. Or you just have a better awareness of the foods that you're eating. And this can be very helpful in your weight loss journey. This is not about control. This is about you gaining awareness. Because the truth is, a lot of people are not aware of how much food they're actually eating. And the calories that, you know, sum up over time might be the reason as to why you are not losing the weight that you want to lose. So that is actually it. I do think, as a summary, is asking yourself, am I snacking more than I should? Am I being honest with myself? Am I conscious about the choices that I'm making? Am I eating mindlessly here and there and grabbing something? Am I eating the leftovers of my kids? These are some things that really can come up, and you gotta be mindful about that. And so another thing that you can do is also, as a last tip, to just include balanced treats, right? So make sure it's a high protein treat. So instead of eating a normal brownie, bake a, you know, black bean brownie, which has extra protein and fiber. It's gonna make you feel fuller and more satisfied, and it's going to up your protein intake as well, right? So there are small tweaks that you can do that can be super helpful as well to just help you stay in a calorie deficit, include your favorite food while being honest with yourself, pretty much. I hope that you liked this episode. If you did, please let me know. Send me a message on Instagram. I really love to connect with you guys. And until next time.